I've been practicing this. All I have to do is get up there and prove the Colette's conjecture. I've been studying this for so long, and I finally cracked it. And all I have to do is explain it. It's just talking for 5 minutes. That's it. And then I'll finally have my PhD. And I'll be a doctor of mathematics, of course, but still a doctor. So, now I just need to get to the auditorium. Come on, car, start. Come on, car. Start. No, turn over, engine. Come on. Start already. What the hell? Why won't my car start? Oh, fuck, I'm gonna be late. Guess I have to walk it. Oh, it's supposed to be such a windy day out. It's fine. I'll make it. Okay. Open the garage door. Oh, wow. That wind is really blowing. At least it's blowing in the right direction. To push me to the auditorium. Okay. Okay. So, let's see. We just start out by explaining what the Colette's conjecture is. Basically, you have this game where you take any number, and if it's even, you have it. And if it's odd, you multiply by 3 and add 1. And you just keep on putting it through that same process. Why is it getting so hard to think right now? This is not the right time. But you keep putting it through that same process. And, we need to prove that no matter what number you... goodness. My head. No matter what number you choose... Why is my head so... heavy, almost. Anyways, we need to prove that no matter what nectarine? No. Why can't I think of the word for the things that you count? What is happening right now? So, you... whatever thingy you, oh, fun. Okay, what's the other word? Where you, like, you know, you know, you point at it, and then you say, what is it? Pokemon I choose. So, whatever thingy you choose, this wind is really, really blowing. It's almost like blowing up my skirt. It's practically blowing my clothes off. Thanks, sir. Yeah, I know I'm hot, but, like, I don't want to be exposing myself to people like him. Anyways. So, you choose the thingy. I know I could be a stripper, sir. Could you please leave me alone? No, I've got a hot body, but I've also got big brains. Big, beautiful, bouncy brains. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Oh. I like the way my boobs bounce. Oh. You, shake it, huh? You really... Oh, you seem to like that. Okay, but anyways, I have to get to my, wow, you're looking rather aroused. Oh, so, I... You'll give me how much? That's almost as much as I paid trying to get this stupid piece of paper thingy that says I'm all smart and stuff. I could, definitely use that money to. Oh, you are very excited. Okay. So, wow. Oh, maybe if I turn around and the wing just opens my shirt up a bit more. Oh, fuck it. I'm just gonna be a stripper for the rest of my life. Who needs brains when you have a body like this, right? Maybe that wind is showing me my true path. To a brainless, bouncy little bimbo. I'm about to have so much fun.